Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
A while since we've talked.
Yes, it has been.
I know the Bras for the Cause, big success again.
It was indeed. The total now is over $125,000 for this
year. That's fantastic. Other things on the horizon. Now, I have been seeing stories in the Herald Banner and elsewhere about the ongoing campaign to put new seats in the Greenville Municipal Auditorium.
Yes, and they're halfway there, actually a little bit over halfway there on the seat campaign. And they are working hard. We have a new director of the Greenville Municipal Auditorium, Kevin Banks. And so he is now on board and is doing a wonderful job of really trying to actively get the seat campaign going. So they are, they said they're more than halfway there, and they're hoping to wrap it up by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. A seat is $325 if you want to buy a seat and have a plaque with your name put on it. But any donation at all, if you've ever sat in those seats and ended up with your, as they're saying, with numb butts, then you know that, you know, any amount at all will go toward buying a new seat.
Now, those seats, those are the original seats that were in that building when it opened 75 years ago.
That is correct. They did put a 1-inch foam pad in.
Yeah, I was going to say. A little bit of padding.
But it's still not enough. But these beautiful new comfortable seats. They're going to be offset, because not only are the seats bad, but the way they're arranged in the auditorium, it's very difficult to see the stage, and you frequently have to spend time shifting left and right and left and right. And these seats are going to be offset. They're also going to have cup holders, and they're actually going to make a real effort with this to begin to serve beverages and things, because that's sort of a trend now, to be able to have something to drink and take it into the theater and enjoy that. They're just beautiful seats. They're much nicer. This is a grassroots campaign that was actually started by one of the Leadership Greenville classes at the Chamber of Commerce. They took this on as a project, and that's awfully ambitious because it's over $500,000. And they've raised half of it. They're really, really doing a great job. But that's very ambitious.
Yeah. And so they're hoping to wrap this up pretty soon then.
By the end of the year.
Wow. Yeah. We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Now, there's another big event coming up, and this always comes around just before Thanksgiving. And this is the putting the food baskets together for Thanksgiving on behalf of Hunt County Shared Ministries, also known as FISH.
Correct. That is going to be on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. And I think it's the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Mm-hmm. It's going to take place on the loading docks behind the main juice office, which is the Greenville Electric Utility System, and that's on Wesley Street, almost downtown. And if you go around behind that building, that's where they use their big loading docks. And it takes three nights, because one night they get big totes of vegetables in, and so one night they'll bag the vegetables into the individual bags, and over the course of three nights they will put together vegetables and canned goods and other things, and actually assemble about 900 boxes of food, and those are distributed all over Hunt County, and that's done then on the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And everyone has already signed up for these, and I think it's important to understand that you can't just show up and get a box of food. You have to have been registered and verified for that, and the same for Christmas as well. They've already done all the registration for the families for that.
900 families for Thanksgiving.
That's mm-hmm. correct, and that's countywide.
Yeah, and is it? It's a separate thing to have a similar program, a similar event for Christmas, just
correct.
Before Christmas.
Yes, they will do that. They'll give those out on the Saturday before Christmas, just like they are the Saturday before Thanksgiving. And so I'll be back to tell you about the fact they're packing boxes then the week before Christmas.
Christmas is on the horizon.
Yes.
So the events, I guess, that are traditional events are still in the offing, the Christmas parade.
Yes, although I think that this year, so many years in Greenville, and since you and I both grew up in Greenville together, we always know that the Christmas parade for many, many years was the first Friday night in Greenville.
Correct.
Well, last year they had a big concert at the Municipal Auditorium that night, and so they moved it to Saturday with some activities at Farmers Market, and it was such a success that it's almost heretical, but I think it's going to be great. They're moving it to the first Saturday in December.
See, once you start to change things, you just can't stop the momentum.
No, you can't, because, you know, part of the things they're going to do is after the parade, they're going to have a fireworks show down. And now fireworks in downtown Greenville.
We had a fireworks show after the football game here the other night.
Isn't that great? Yeah. Just,
things are really coming along, aren't
exactly.
they? Exactly. Very good. But thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I certainly enjoyed it like I always do.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Bud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.